ークはメス犬。
All I'm saying is Epstein didn't kill himself.
Listen, listen. If you look at the tapes and you look at the things and you do it right and you don't fuck it up, he didn't kill himself.
Yep.
It's too coincidental. He was there for 2 days.
Yep. And he, you know, he's just, yeah, you know, I'm bored. I don't like it here anymore.
I don't like it in prison.
It's not like I'm about to snitch on all my friends.
What See?
A, what am I, a loser? Like 6'9"?
Yeah, what am I, Tekashi?
I know,
fuck
bitch.
Out of here.
But watch
See,
this Tekashi.
Look, my, all I'm saying, life. maybe they killed him because he did my plan. Remember? If you take 50 packs of cigarettes each day and you sell each cigarette for $2 a pop. If you sell each pack of cigarettes, let's say there's 20 cigarettes in each pack. That's what? That's $40 a pack.
Yeah.
40 times 50 is 2,000. That's $2,000 a day. $2,000 a day he was making. And the government was like, oh, no, 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 he's in prison. We can't tax him for it. So they killed him. Not because he knew all these pedophiles.
Oh, he had a lot of political ties, even though he was running a human trafficking ring.
That's what it was, human trafficking.
So.
You hear that? Okay, kids, gather around. I'm going to tell you a little story.
You ever seen Taken? Shit's real.
Human trafficking is not okay.
And here's the thing.
We're going to put a stop to it by the end of 2025. That's my political campaign. Leo for 2025. And my running mate,
no,
Travioni.
We still can't do that legally.
Why?
President of the United States has to be at least 35 years of age.
Well, the other thing is they have to be born here.
Yeah.
And I was not born.
So yeah. I could do it, but I still wouldn't be the right age.
Yeah. All right, well, we're
See,
running
this
for...
what I don't get is you could be, like, 95, and you could still run for president and win, only, like, to die 3 months later.
Well, you know, Donald Trump is, like, 73, and Bernie Sanders is 70, so...
I can't believe that motherfucker is 70, dude.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. He's always yelling. That's why he's...
So is fucking Stallone, dude. He's 73. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the episode 6 of season 2 for the FNF podcast with your hosts, Leonardo and Travis. Welcome in.
What did you say, mahalo?
No.
Mahalo means family, and the news never lies.
And Epstein didn't kill himself.
Shut the fuck up.
Simple as that.
All right. Hey, guys, we're back. It's episode 6 of
We'd say we're better than ever, but let's face it, we're not.
We're not.
This is a filler episode.
Is this a filler episode?
Yeah, because we're not getting followers, so we're going to get
Well, here's the thing. Episode. We got one more follower on Spotify. Yeah. And, listen, you guys are not doing too good. We only got 5 followers more than last time, which is still good. It's only been a week. Not even a week.
We like progress, but we like it in larger...
If you could just get, like, a celebrity, even a minor, like, CD tier list celebrity to contact us and have our support, that would be great. It would help our numbers.
I'm an Insta Danny DeVito.
He's not a D-lister. He's more like a B.
Doesn't matter. He would definitely stoop to our level.
He's definitely a B/A-lister, man.
Oh yeah, I'm not shitting on my
that
boy Danny.
That dude's Danny DeVito.
If anyone would show up on our podcast,
yeah,
it'd be someone.
What
like
about
Danny.
What about Jeff Goldblum? I feel like Goldblum would do it. Yeah. He wouldn't know what's going on, but he'd do it.
You just, yeah, I.
I'm crestfallen. Yes, I'm crestfallen.
I received a call.
No, this is no. This is
Jeff, what's your reaction to being on our podcast?
Listen. Epstein didn't kill himself. Listen. I'm crestfallen. Epstein didn't kill himself. I would never imagine a world where he could do it. It's just I'm shooketh, as the kids say. I hope you're proud of me, Jeff Goldblum. I hope you're proud of me, because I'm not proud of myself.
He's like live streaming right now. He's
He's like doing that slow clap. He calls his agent. Get me their numbers. You did it, you son of a bitch. You did it. You know what I was thinking about the other day?
It's basically the next step in the evolution.
Yeah, we all become Jeff Goldblum. That's it. It's truly another man of another time. He's living in the future. He was in a little movie called Cats and Dogs.
I always forget he was in that movie.
Yeah, I love that movie, dude. The first one, not the second one. The second one's shit.
Yeah.
First one's pretty good, though. Remember, he goes up to the dog and just like... starts sniffing the hell out of the dog. He's like, yeah. I'm still allergic.
That's the good shit, honey.
He did the cat piss episode before South Park did.
That is what the kids call cheesing.
Don't insult. Leave the pen alone.
I'm sorry. It was there.
It was there. I had to look at it like an autismo.
Yes.
Yes. Well, at least we don't have two chromosomes like someone we know. Have we told this story? I don't think we have.
I think we briefly mentioned it.
Did we? I think we said we were going to talk about it. Let's talk about it. Right. Let's just not say his number. His name.
His number.
His number.
Oh, no. The chromosomes.
Noobo. If you guys haven't seen that clip of Oni Plays where he's like, dude, that guy looks like he has one too many chromosomes. He goes, yeah, it's not that he has lack of chromosomes. Instead, he's got too many. He goes, Johnny, here, Johnny, come here. And then he infects you with all the chromosomes. Papa, no, no. And he slowly starts to deteriorate into chromosomia.
Chromosomia.
Yeah.
Is that the technical term for it?
Yeah. Well, if the fear of Dennis is called dentistophia or whatever.
I thought you said the fear of Dennis for a second. I said Dennis. Denisophobia. Yeah.
Denisophobia. They only use that shit in Russia and stuff.
You know what?
What?
I want to look that up. The
what?
The names of the top 10 irrational fears.
Tap 10. Okay.
I want to know the Latin
term. That's our first segment for today, ladies and gentlemen. We are doing the top 10. Wait, no. Let me do the chills intro. Number 10. The number 10 most irrational fear in the world is the fear of the gingo. All
right. You know what? I have a better idea.
What?
This will get some more length out of
length
segment. Yeah. So
more length out of. Are you making fun of my little unicorn again?
Yes.
I'll tell you guys what the little unicorn is later.
So
it's above average. Thank you very much.
It gave me a list, but it doesn't say what it is. So what I think we should do is I'll read one off, then we try and guess what it is.
Okay.
And then.
Oh, you'll read the name and then we guess what it is.
Yeah, and then you'll look it up.
Okay.
All right. So we got acrophobia.
Acrophobia?
To me, that just seems like that would be the fear of heights.
That right? Seems like the fear of acrobats.
I would think so, but I feel like that has to do with heights or something.
No, because the acro is like acrobat.
Well, let's find out.
Well, acrophobia is an extreme or irrational fear towards heights.
Okay.
Especially when what is not particularly high up. So, yeah, it's right. Space and motion discomfort.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, ready for round two?
Yeah.
Agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia?
Yeah, what do you think it is?
The fear of blankets?
I think that one is fear of the outside.
Agoraphobia?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, well, let's see. The fear of places and situations that might cause panic, helpless, or embarrassment. Anxiety disorder that develops after one or more panic attacks.
Okay.
More than 200,000 per year have the cases of agoraphobia. I feel like aggravation.
Yeah.
What's the third one?
Aerophobia.
Aerophobia?
That's
is it the fear of flying?
That's
yeah.
That's gotta be.
There would be no other thing. It could be. But, aerophobia. It is the fear of flying, yes.
All right. We got xenophobia.
Xenophobia?
Yeah, C-Y-N-O phobia. What do you think that is?
Xenophobia is probably fear of sinks. I don't know. Cynophobia. The fear of dogs. Really? Cyno?
I've never heard that.
Cynophobia? Phobia or subtype animal phobias. According to Dr. Timothy O. Rentz, animal phobias are among the most common and specific phobias. 36% of patients who seek help are afraid of dogs or cats. Okay. You learn something new every day. What's the next one?
Ophidiophobia?
Ophidiophobia.
It's O-P-H-I-D-I-O phobia.
Ophidiophobia.
I don't even know what that one would be.
Is a particular type of phobia, the abnormal fear of snakes.
Oh, okay.
It's also called herpetophobia, for the fear of reptiles. The word comes from the Greek words ophis, which is snake, and phobia, which is fear. Okay. Ophisophobia. Alright, what's the next one?
You got astrophobia.
Astrophobia?
I'm guessing that's fear of space.
Astrophobia?
Yeah.
It's gonna be fear of the gas station's astro. Fuck. Astrophobia is a fear, irrational fear of the stars. And space.
Phobophobia.
Phobophobia?
The fear of fear.
Is that true?
I don't know. It just says phobophobia.
And I actually feel like I know this one. The fear of phobias.
God
damn. Fucking Jesus. God, I'm scared of being scared.
Do I have a phobia?
Well, autism speaks many languages, man. Wow, I think that's pretty deep. Can you write that on my tombstone? Autism speaks many languages.
Yeah! Remember when he said autism speaks so many languages?
I felt that. 2019.
Just stops crying. I felt that.
2019.
Just goes back.
Just, it's the comment sections. Leo, autism speaks many circa languages. 2019. Circa 2019. For president. What's the next one?
That was it.
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
All the other ones were like shit we already knew, like
Oh, okay.
Aquaphobia?
Oh, yeah, the fear of water. Okay, guys. Well, now moving on from the intellectual stuff. That was our good, helpful. That was the good skit. You know, the segment where we... serious.
We try to make you learn something.
We not only provide you an entertainment experience, we also like to keep things educational for the few people out there who actually listen to us.
Yeah. Like the fact that Epstein didn't kill himself.
He might have, but maybe he did it in like an erotic way, like someone was pegging him from the back.
Just autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, he was like, choke me, daddy.
Oh.
Yeah, he was like, choke me, daddy, and he accidentally choked him a little too hard.
Oh, the 1%. And then the guard just hears his neck snap. He's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
He just pulls up his pants, wipes the floor. He's like, all right. Epstein did it himself.
He killed himself. I was never
literally
here.
Everyone was like, nope.
No,
political assassination.
Nah, he didn't kill himself. He would never kill him. He was a good man. Oh, did you hear about this thing now? Did you hear about this?
Fuck.
Keanu Reeves has a girlfriend. My boy Keanu.
Oh, yeah.
Has a girlfriend. And everyone's talking about how, oh wow, Keanu Reeves has an age-appropriate girlfriend. Okay, all right, sure. But also, she is nine years younger than him. So, here's my thing. If you get mad at a man who is 32 years old dating a woman who is 22 years old, why are you mad? That's the same difference. Or, like, when a 32-year-old woman is dating a 22-year-old man. But here's the double standard. When you see a 42-year-old woman with, like, a 28-year-old guy, you're like, good for you, girl. Mm-mm, you get it. And then when you see a 42-year-old man and a 28-year-old girl, you fucking pervert. You sick bastard. You think you can just fuck her. Blah, 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 blah. You know? It's a double standard.
Yeah.
No. You know what I was watching yesterday? Bill Burr. Yeah. His new special? This motherfucker has gives zero fucks. None at all. Yeah. I'm not even going to tell you what he said. Just watch it. It's called White Tiger or some shit.
Yeah,
it's very good. Very good. If you like comedians who don't give a shit about what you think, watch Bill Burr. He's like the epitome of it. Him and Bill Burr, Bo Burnham, but you know.
Him and Bill Burr and Bill Burr present Bill Burr on Bill Burr.
Don't give him ideas. He's gonna do that. He has a podcast. You know that?
Hey, Bill Burr.
Do you want to collaborate?
Get over
here. Bill Burr, please.
You know what's funny is I literally just. I know Danny DeVito is probably not going to message back, but mm-hmm. I said, Danny, please.
Danny.
Danny DeVito. That's all I said, Danny, please be on our podcast.
Is that what you said? Well, I sent Kevin Smith one and he hasn't responded yet.
Something more desperate might get his attention. He's like bored one day.
He's like.
Does like a line of coke off the table. He's like, you know what? Fine.
I'll do it.
Let's do it.
What are you guys at? He Skypes us. He doesn't even ask for our Skype. He just Skypes us.
He just like. Hopping up on the high chair. It's
alright. You know, he turns into Ango Gablogi and he's like, alright, I'm here to destroy your podcast. Bullshit.
That's it.
Bullshit.
That's the one.
And then he finds an episode he likes. He's like, that's the one.
That show's so fucking good.
Aren't we all liars? You know, he like likes the effing liars. I had to censor the titles.
Really?
Of our episodes, yeah. Because apparently Instagram didn't like
Instagram,
the titles
okay.
and stuff.
Oh,
not
fuck.
That, not that,
Oh, shit.
Not
I said in the click six.
not that Anchor made me or anything, but I found out that the ones that had bad words in the title actually had less views. Like the Lemon Stealing Ghouls was originally called Lemon Stealing Whores.
Yeah.
Because remember, we talked about that, the video. And then, We're Effing Liars was originally We're Fucking Liars. But those two had the least amount of views, I think, because of the title. So, I had to change them. Alright, now, we're moving on to the second topic. KSI versus Logan Pyo.
Who do you think's going to win?
I think they both should be knocked the fuck out. That's my personal opinion. I don't care who wins as long as one of them gets knocked the fuck out. Like, hard. This time they're not going to have little headgear. They're not going to be sparring.
Then again, if like one of them wins, we're never going to hear the end of it.
Yeah.
If we could just have like a meteorite hit that location.
Well, here's the thing. It's just a publicity stunt. Like they're just doing it for money because KSI is going to make money off of it and Logan Paul is going to make money off of it. And then when they're done with the boxing match, they're going to make videos about the fight. And they're just going to milk it for years to come. You know what pisses me off is that Logan Paul has a podcast. And he got Riley Reid to go on there and suck on his microphone.
I mean, we probably couldn't get Riley Reid.
We could get a lesser celebrity or a porn star. What if we got Kim Kardashian?
We could get...
Who? No. Hey, I appreciate you not saying the name, though. No, I don't have to go in and manually edit it out.
Make it as easy.
Yeah. See? Now, that's...
I thought they knew who I was at the bank today. I didn't know that they didn't
know
who I was.
So Travis came into my...
I was in there before, and I thought...
Yeah.
I kind of figured everyone knew.
No, you came in one time, but they didn't, like, look at... Like,
yeah.
The only person that remembers you is Brittany.
Yeah. Okay.
But...
I heard Brittany knew me.
But, yeah, everyone else was like... Well, Steph knows you.
Yeah.
But, Sierra and Lindsay were like, who's that? I'm like, it's Travis. They're like, oh, that's the famous Travis. Because they listen to our podcast occasionally. And they're like, oh, that's the famous Travis. I'm like, yes, he's been here before. They're like, yeah, but I don't remember him. It has been a while since you've been in there.
Like a few months. A
couple months ago. 6 months plus.
I don't remember seeing Sierra or Lindsay.
I don't think Sierra or Lindsay were there.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. They don't know you.
Yeah. I think I saw John, you, and Brittany there.
The last time? Yeah, see? Yeah. Oh. Epstein. Did not commit.
Oh, I don't want to say that.
All right, let's talk about my favorite.
Like, what would you like as your last meal, Epstein? It's like that sweet fucking 1% asshole,
not the ass itself, the asshole.
The asshole.
I want that.
That's the best part.
He wants that sweet, sweet suck. Oh, speaking of suck, today. wait. Okay. Not in that. Okay. This is what happened. My friend's wife was like, man, I need to go get my car washed and like, I need to vacuum it. She's like, you know any good vacuum places around here? I'm like, you want a good thick vacuum? She goes, what do you mean a good thick vacuum? I'm like, you know, a nice thick vacuum? And she's like me? I'm like, excuse me?
God damn.
And then I was like, no, this vacuum has really proper suction. Has the best suction you could ask for. She goes, like me? That killed me. I could not handle it. I was like, I mean,
she's just been like, don't go advertising unless you can like show product samples, man.
Don't go advertising unless you can present.
Unless you have the best. Unless, don't say you're the best.
Unless you're willing to give it out. That sounds dirty. Fuck. To give it out.
So I got some dust on my floor.
I got a few knobs you can clean, you know what I mean? I should probably cut out the name at this point.
Yeah.
Alright. I may or may not cut it out.
I didn't say the name. So we just got to derail.
As now I have to. I cut it out myself.
So, hey, do you know that guy? Don't say that. I know that guy. His name is.
His name is Blank. Blank. You know what? I apologize to myself because now I have to go back and edit it. On the bright side. There is no bright side. Oh, you want to talk about this? California sucks dick.
Yeah, why is your fucking rent so high? Why is PG&E suck my fucking ass?
You know what's funny? Literally, I've had about 14 customers in the past like month, ever since PG&E started turning off the lights, sell their houses and move to Oregon.
I don't doubt it.
They're all moving to Oregon and Idaho, and one of them went to North Carolina.
Yeah, don't know what's. Everyone's going to Oregon. I know.
So he went to North Carolina.
See, now at this point, I'm like either going to Nevada or Arizona. I can deal with the heat.
No.
What's nice about those places?
I don't like Arizona, though. I used to live in it.
You can buy a shitload of property.
Oh, yeah, it's cheap. And the gasoline's cheap, too. However, it's hot and you never get snow. Unless you move by Flagstaff. Flagstaff's the only place to get snow. Let's move to Glendale. Let's do it.
Glendale.
That's where I used to live. We can find the best little Mexican restaurant, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it was called Salsitas. If you're in Glendale, Arizona, go to Salsitas. I'm not sponsored by them, but I wish I was. Hey, matter of fact, let's call Salsitas right now. See if they'll sponsor us. They're like Adalberto's or any other Berto's carniceria you've ever been to.
All the Berto's.
All actually. The Berto's, yeah. That might be a name, actually. What's wrong with you? We're recording a podcast. Why would you interrupt us? Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are, young
Jeffrey
lady?
Jeffrey Epstein's cellmate?
What? What if he's the one who discovered it? Like, he went into the room, he
his
was
cellmate,
like...
They just took him out, it's like, he needs a minute alone. They threw him back in there, it's like, oh my god, he's dead. It's like, you did it. So no, wait,
no,
please.
No, please. It wasn't me, it was Takashi. He's outside, and that's what you think.
No, I actually told on your ass, but...
It's like Shawshank.
Yeah.
He got out, but he didn't.
Yep.
Alright, the next segment... is going to be completely unscripted, very much unlike the rest of every episode that we do. You know what I think we should do, bud?
What's that?
We should do a segment where you are Tabitha and I and Mel Gibson.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I feel like Mel Gibson would get along with Tabitha.
I don't know about that.
All right, fine. Just because he's a racist? All right, let's move on. Who do you want Tabitha to meet? This is the premise. Tabitha is out and about, right? Getting food.
Yeah.
And she meets her celebrity crush. Who is Tabitha's celebrity crush?
Ooh.
I know who you're saying.
No, you don't.
I know who you want to say. Oh my! What a lovely fucking day! I just fucking love coming from the store.
Someone asleep?
My dad.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck. I just love coming from the fucking store. Buying all my personal groceries and whatnot. Oh, my God. Is that fucking Roseanne Barr?
It's me, Roseanne.
Roseanne fucking Barr. How the hell are you?
How the hell does Roseanne talk? Wait,
I have no idea.
Let me look it up. 1 second.
Roseanne Barr, how the fuck are you?
I thought the bitch was white!
Oh, well, clearly you're in a bad mood today, so I'm gonna fuck off. Rosie! Rosie O'Donnell!
It's me, Rosie O'Donnell.
Jesus fucking Christ. Sounds like the thing that ate Danny DeVito.
I have never eaten Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie, how the hell are ya?
I'm pretty good. It's me, Dabba De Donald.
Wait. What the fuck?
It's me, Rosie Baboni.
I think you're having a stroke, Rosie.
No, it's me, Bazodi Gagodi.
Jesus fucking Christ. You've gone straight fucked.
You don't call me straight. I'm Rosie Babaldo.
You're Rosie O'Donnell. Please wake up. You're the only good Rosie.
I'm Ronald McFronald.
Ronald McFronald.
Ronald McDonald. It's me.
Jesus Christ. Time to run.
You better run, bitch. I'll fucking eat your ass. What do you think I got my chicken McNugget sauce? From that sweet, sweet ass. You better get your ass back here, Tabitha.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, yeah.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right. What do you want with me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is great.
What's so great, Stallone? I see nothing great about this.
It is me, your best friend. You remember when I was the president in the Spy Kids?
Oh, my God, I forgot about that, dude.
Yeah, do you remember he was the president?
It's like, game over.
It was George Clooney, and then it turned out to
I forgot.
Then he was like, he like shook his head into the oblivion, and then he became the president.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So it was all just a game. And now, it's great.
Now, it's game over. All right, how about this? We'll do a skit where one of them is Batman and one of them is the Joker. All right.
Fucking Arnold is the Joker.
Sure. All right.
I want to read some, like, actual...
Okay, wait. Let's actually look up the scene. Let's pull up the scene from The Dark Knight. Yeah, let's do it.
Never start with the head. The victim gets all fuzzy. He can't feel the next. See?
You want me in. Here I am.
That's too much Joey. All
right, go back, go back. Start it again.
You wanted me. Here I am. Where's Dan?
Take two, go.
Never start with the head. The victim gets all fuzzy. He can't feel the next. See?
Hey, oh yeah, you wanted me here, but here I am.
I wanted to see what you would do, and you didn't disappoint. You let five people die, then you let Dent take your place.
Hey.
Even to a guy like me that's cold.
Adrian, where's Dent?
Those mob fools want you dead so they can get back to the way things were. But I know the truth. There's no going back. You've changed things forever.
Why you want to kill me?
Kill you? I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No, 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 you complete me.
You're garbage. Who kills for money?
Don't talk like one of them. You're not. Even if you'd like to be. To them, you're a freak like me. They just need you right now. But as soon as they don't, they'll cast you out like a leper. Their morals, their code, it's a bad joke. Dropped at the first sign of trouble. They're only as good as the world allows them to be. You see, I'll show you. When the chips are down, these other civilized people, yeah, they eat each other. See, I'm not a monster. I'm just ahead of the curve.
He's in control. Oh yeah, where's Dent? Oh yeah.
You have these rules and you think they'll save you.
Oh yeah, I have one rule, man.
Then that's the one rule you'll have to break to know the truth.
Which is?
The only sensible way to live in this world is without rules, and tonight you're gonna break your rule.
I'm considering it, Adrian.
Now just minutes left, so you're gonna have to play my little game if you wanna save. One of them.
Damn, who's...
For a while, I thought you really were Dent, the way you threw yourself after her. Now, look at you go. Does Harvey know anything about you and his little bunny?
Yeah, it's great.
Killing is making a choice.
Where are they, Adrian?
You choose one life over the other, your friend, the district attorney, or his blushing bride-to-be. You have nothing to threaten me with, nothing to do with all your strength. Well, where's the script? Scroll up, now. But don't worry, I'm going to tell you where they are, both of them. And that's the point. You'll have to choose.
Get to the chopper.
He's at 250 52nd Street, and she's at Avenue Exit Cicero. Get to the Batmobile. Nah.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, I'll save one of them.
I could definitely save Adrian. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. I was the president in the Spy Kids. Yeah, you know, I think actually I could do the voice if I kind of like, if I talk sideways like I got the cerebral palsy.
That fucking leads me to the next part of the podcast.
No, actually, I can do the voice if I do cerebral palsy one. Boy, you know.
Oh my God, look at me. It's Sylvester Stallone.
While you were saying that, you kind of kept this. I can do the voice if I do cerebral palsy, but
I turned into cerebral palsy.
That just reminds me of fucking.
It's me, Sylvester Stallone.
There's a character in Preacher.
That's it. Listen.
It's me, Sylvester Stallone. Yeah.
Almost.
Oh my God, it's Adrian. Cut off my eyelid, Adrian. Yeah. George Clooney, you're taking my spotlight. Get away.
You remember Ants?
What?
The movie Ants?
Yeah, the Bugs Life wannabe.
You remember how there was an ant voiced by Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah, the big
and
one.
How it looked exactly
like Sylvester Stallone?
I'm pretty sure all the ants in that movie looked exactly like their real life.
Yeah, well, wasn't the main actor, what's his name?
I was thinking about that the other day.
Woody Allen? Wasn't the main ant Woody Allen?
I think something like that.
Yeah.
Let's look it up.
I think so. Well, here's what's interesting to me. this is something I found out that's really cool. So, you know my boy Ewan McGregor, right?
Yeah.
Remember how he was married for a while?
For 22 years.
And then he met, what's her name?
Mary Elizabeth Winston.
Mary Elizabeth Winston, and then they fucked, and then they said goodbye to the happily marriage and the kids. Yeah, Jennifer Lopez was the girl?
No, Sharon Stone was.
Who the fuck is Jennifer Lopez? Was she one of the soldiers?
Must have been.
Oh my God, guys.
I remember Gene Hackman was the general. I remember this was not a kids movie. Like, at all.
Oh,
it had so much political.
You know, this
like,
is DreamWorks'
content.
First movie?
Their first one?
That was their first movie. That's why it looks so bad.
I remember Christopher Walken in there. Because he played the Carpenter.
I've never seen this movie in English, so I don't know.
Oh.
I don't recognize the voices.
Now it's all coming together.
You know, in Spanish, who the voice of Stallone is? It's the guy who does the voice for Kronk in Spanish.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's pretty funny.
I know fucking.
Oh yeah, it's all coming together.
Dan Aykroyd was in there. God damn.
Who else is in this movie? We got Danny Glover.
Barbados. Oh, that's his friend in the war, dude.
Yeah, Barbados.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
That was a scary scene as a
that
kid.
That was pretty
dude.
Sad, dude.
The fucking termites tearing everyone apart. Yeah.
Shit.
It's okay, I'm just a head.
See, it's not a bad movie, it just looks bad.
Oh yeah. No, it didn't age.
Do you remember the worst movie of the Ants movies? The Ant Bully?
Oof.
You remember that garbage?
Oof.
Oh my God. Mom, I want to be an ant.
Fuck off, you little shit. Why don't you go live with your friends?
And then he became an ant. And then he tried to destroy the human world. Wait, speaking of bad movies, I don't know why it. I love Over the Hedge.
Oh, fucking love
it. No, I love Over the Hedge, but I don't know why
I was just thinking of that. I think it's because you confused the exterminators.
Yeah,
because I was
so.
Just thinking the same thing. Because they're almost the same character.
They're almost the same character.
Only one, the one from Ant Bullies, Paul Giamatti.
Mm-hmm. Who's the one from Over the Hedge?
The fucking Sandman.
Oh really?
Thomas Hayden Church.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's funny. See, because I.
Oh no! It's the D-Pelter Turbo.
Hey, I love Over the Hedge.
And Nick Nolte was the fucking bear, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that makes sense.
Yeah, Bruce Willis was the fucking
raccoon. Bruce Willis, and then Gary Steve Carell was
the squirrel. Gary Shandling was the fucking turtle.
Who was the raccoon?
Bruce Willis.
Oh, Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Bruce Willie? That's my shit, dog.
Fucking Avril Lavigne was in that shit.
Avril Lavigne was the possum?
Yeah, the teenage. Yeah. Yeah. William Shatner played the dad.
The dad? Damn.
I'm pretty sure
it was. What's her name? Eugene, what's her name?
Was the Wanda.
Wanda Sykes was the skunk.
I forgot who did the voice of the cat.
The cat?
I feel like that was Sacha.
That was a man.
I know. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that was Sacha Baron Cohen.
No, there's no way it was Sacha Baron Cohen.
Let's look at it. Cause it was definitely someone with a weird snooty, snootier kind of voice.
See, but Sasha's just good for everything else. That man, you know what he's good for? He's good for taking someone's ashes to a red carpet and then spilling them all over his interview. Man.
Okay, fuck.
You remember when he did that? That was worse than what fucking... What's his face?
Oh, Allison Janney was Gladys.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the real estate agent?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Tiger? Isn't that the name of the dog? The cat? Right?
Yeah.
So it's not Sacha Baron Cohen.
Okay.
Oh. Dude, it's the dude from The Suite Life of Zack and Cody. He was Nugent. Who's Nugent? Alright guys, and to end this episode, it's a little shorter than our full hours. Because it's just to get some content out there. Not that we didn't put as much thought into this one as the other ones. But at least I'm not feeling it right now. I have work in the morning.
He hasn't closed escrow.
He fuck you. That was what I was gonna say.
Is that something you ever fucking talk about? Liv.
Liv?
Liv.
My name is Liv.
L-I-V.
Wait. Alright, fine. I'm Liv and then you're Francesca.
That's all you ever fucking talk about, Liv.
Well, listen,
there
listen.
Are other things.
No, listen, Frenchie.
Fucking life.
No, Frenchie. Just because you're angry because my husband actually makes money and yours is just a fucking little slob.
Your husband fucks your sister on the weekends,
listen,
Liv.
Listen, that has not been proven.
Yes, it has.
No, the judicial court.
I have
court.
Video. Hopped in on that shit last week.
The judicial court, Francesca, says that you're innocent until proven guilty.
I thought it was innocent until proven escrow, bitch.
Fuck you. No, the only escrow we will be closing is on your asshole, Jabata.
Just like your husband did last
listen,
week.
Listen,
on your cousins.
You keep coming at me, and I'm gonna come into you, okay?
Unlike
fight
your
me, Francesca. Fight me.
Unlike your husband.
Fight me, Francesca. Liv. You will never see my man again.
Liv.
No,
more
listen.
Like
listen.
Leave.
Listen. I will yank your weave, Franceschi.
Better fucking not. Bitch.
I will yank your weave, Cheska.
I'll fuck your husband.
You better not.
Already done, bitch.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? You remember the day your father died? I was there with him. Maybe I'm the one who killed him. Do you ever think about that, Cheska? You ever think about that, Fresca?
Yes, Liv. Because I hated the fucker. I'm glad he's dead.
What did your father ever do to you?
Oh, I was gonna take this a dark road. It's like he gave me AIDS.
Well, wow. What happened to us? It was going so smoothly. Wait, that brings up a good idea. Wait. Let me rephrase that. It reminds me of a good thing. Well, a bad thing. A good thing? A bad thing.
Just say it.
It was
let the audiences decide.
No. Wait, let me tell you first. Let me.
It's a bad thing.
Wait. Okay, Francesca, I'm leaving. Bye. I don't ever want to see you. Wait, are you still making a macaroni salad for the school fundraiser tomorrow?
You bet your goddamn sweet, delicious asshole I am. Your husband's gonna be there. Your cousin's gonna be there. Your sister's gonna be there.
You know who else is gonna be there?
Who?
Your mom.
I'm sure she is. I invited her.
Well, good, because I'm going to eat her ass like there's no tomorrow.
Get some Mac with it, buddy.
You know what I learned? I learned from Cooking with Jack online that if you put 3 spoonfuls of mayonnaise inside her asshole...
Anything tastes fucking good.
Especially
absolutely
when
anything.
You fry it. If you put it on a pan and just cook it.
You don't even cook
minutes.
It all the way. You put that bitch in at like 115 for 10 minutes. That'll do the trick.
115.
It's nice and tender all the way through.
115 degrees Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Let's go Kelvin.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm not laughing at that. You fuck off right now. You fuck the fuck off. Let's go Kelvin. Fuck off, Francesca. Fuck you. In other news, Boomer is the new N-word.
Yes. So apparently people do not like it at all when you call them boomers.
Well, here's the funny thing.
Who would have guessed? After years of being called millennials, we finally have a word for them. And as soon as we do,
they're like, all complaining about it. No, I love that. Okay, so it's like
you're scaring Timon. He's like freaking out. He's like, what's going on?
Okay, boomer.
No, here's the funny thing. You know how older people say, like, oh, this new generation, bunch of fuckers, snowflakes. Back in my day, blah, 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 I have thick skin.
Back in your day, you backed out of the draft, bud.
Back in your day, remember when you were a Nami, you fake pretend you're dead, and then you got the purple heart for no fucking reason? Bitch. Remember that? No, see, here's the thing. They're like, oh, dude, these new generations, man, they're like fucking sensitive and shit. And then as soon as we called them boomers, they're like, I did not lose a leg in Nam so that you could call me a boomer. But you'd never lost a leg. That's what I said. I did not lose a leg in Nam.
Financial stability.
at least I can close escrow.
Unlike my father, Liv, you fucking bitch.
Well, it's not my fault your father's a gambler.
He loved those fucking mafia roulette parties.
You know who else loved mafia roulette parties? My sweet ass.
You have no idea.
Joey, it's me, Yu-Gi-Oh! How are you?
Oh yeah, I'm great.
What is this? We're just going from character to character. Yeah.
Wait, if we're gonna do character to character, we gotta bring back Chet and Chez. We have to. And we can introduce some new characters. Remember? Hey, chat, what are you doing, dude?
All right, let's do like a two-minute free-for-all.
Two-minute free-for-all?
No, that
how about 1 minute? How about 1 minute?
How about we do a 30-second one?
30-second free-for-all or what? 30-second
free-for-all.
Just every voice we've ever done?
Like, you say hi, and then I start as something else. And then we just do completely different voices. We don't necessarily have to introduce ourselves. We just have to carry on a conversation.
All right. Okay.
But every single
we have
time,
a lot of characters at this point.
We have to do different voices.
All right. How are you, bitch?
Hold on. Let's start in 6, 5, 4.
Oh, my God. 2, 1.
Hello. It's me, Walt Disney, you son of a bitch.
Hey, Walt. How are you doing?
Not pretty good. What's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah, oh my God, he's to get to the chapel.
That wasn't a very good impression.
Well, you know what, Liz? I don't give a shit.
Fuck you, Liv.
Oh, yeah?
I'm done with your fucking shit.
I'm Tabitha. I like to yell. Woo, you, you, you.
Yeah. Don't be making fun of my baby sister like that. I'll eat your fucking face.
Well, you know what? You can't eat my face if I eat your ass.
You know what? I wouldn't be opposed to that. I'm just saying.
I've never seen another man more gay than you.
You betcha, sweet ass, Yuga. I've been waiting for you to say that all day.
Joey, how is your sister Serenity? Because last night she was pretty hungover with my dick in her.
All right, Yuga. You crossed the line.
Are you Kaiba?
I don't know. No, I'm mad. Nobody fucks my sister. Nobody fucks my sister but Tristan. God knows he's earned it.
That man was turned into a fucking monkey. No, wait.
It's me, Chet. How's it going, bruh?
You know, pretty good, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you been surfing lately, bruh?
Nah, it's too cold, man. I'm worried I'm gonna, like, cut my nipple on the ice-cold water. And, like,
dude, if you cut your nipple on the ice-cold water, it's even more radical, man.
Sharks are coming for your ass, man.
You know who else is coming for the ass?
Is it you, bro?
No. Yeah,
it
bro.
Be.
It's me, bro.
Remember, Chet and Chez were just way too funny.
They were too gay. The only thing coming for that sweet nip is my dick, bro.
Wait,
it's just finish. Like, it's just like Shirley's and Trevor Noah, but just excessively good. It's like, hey man,
is your grandma giving you a hard time? Because I'll fuck you in the ass tonight.
Whoa, there.
No, let's finish off with our new characters we have not introduced yet, but we will. Boris and Boris.
Oh yes, it has been a long time since Boris and Boris have been on public news radio.
Yes, hello, I am Boris. This is my big brother, Boris.
Yes, we are the Boris and Boris brothers, Boris Incorporated.
We are Boris and Boris Incorporated, Boris.
Boris Imborsorated.
Boris Imborsorated?
Yes.
How did you come up with that, brother?
I wrote it on the desk with my penknife.
With your penknife?
With my penknife.
Penis?
Yes.
With your penicillin? Yes.
I know it is below average, but I'll tell you what. It is my small unicorn.
Let me tell you about small unicorn.
All right.
There is this little unicorn in my homeland of Czechoslovakia. I'm not actually from Czechoslovakia.
He calls his trousers Czechoslovakia.
The inside of my pants is Czechoslovakia. Then, one day, when I come home, I see my grandmother sitting on the couch. She is sitting there, all naked, completely. No clothes whatsoever.
Disgusting. Continue.
You would think so. However, I see her. She's wearing a lot of whipped cream. And the good kind, too. The very expensive one. She's also putting frosted cream. What do they Americans call it? They call it...
Creme brulee.
No, the frosted little frosting. The frosting, yeah. She put the frosting on her nipple. As she put the frosting on her nipple, she take a bottle of Hershey's Kisses syrup and she pour it all over her coochie. I think that's what they call it these days, the coochie. Is that what they call it, Boris? Coochie?
My brother, I thought it was the poot.
That's an inside joke. They'll never understand.
Yo, you ever put the pee-pee on the poot?
Put your hoot in the poot.
Don't put your hands...
I've done some hoot and poot in my back to the days.
My back to days?
My
who's that character? That's Grader.
That's some, like, Grader's. Think of,
Your name shall now from henceforth be known as... Potator.
It's Trucky.
Trucky?
Trucky.
Oh, that's even gayer. that makes me cringe. That takes me back to Georgetown.
They call me Trucky because I was conceived in the back of Ford. I was born in back one, too.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Come think of it out.
Were you born in Ford, what was that one?
Florida. Florida. It went to Fordstrom's.
Fordstrom's. I was born in the back of a Fordstrom's pickup truck.
Pick a trick.
Yeah. Back of a Fordstrom pick a trick.
Here, dear myth.
Ah, the beer, though.
Bring me the myth.
It's free. Bring it to Beth.
Good some shit.
Free get the use of man.
You need a needle?
What's in the man?
I need boom.
You
want to get some poop?
No, oh, hell yeah. All right. That's enough.
Goodbye.
And remember,
yeah.
We love you. And Epstein didn't kill himself.
Please share the podcast. We need validation for our sad, lonely lives to mean something.
Yes.
What? All right, now that they're gone, what are you going to do to me, big boy?
Oh, I'm going to hit that poot so fucking hard.
Get to the chopper. He's going to hit the poot.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! This
I'm getting
great.
That poot tonight. Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Boris, he's going to hit the poot.
This is what I have been waiting for.
Boris, bring out the vodka. We shall hit the poot.
We shall boot the poot.
On the count of three, we hit the poot. One, two, three, poot, poot, poot.
I hate him so much.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be sure.
That's who was sitting looking at your face. Fast and waiting days needs.
If you're
listening to this, listen to it backwards, bitch. I love you still. Bye.
Or listen to it now.
So the four ghosts in Pac-Man are actually programmed to act differently. Red chases you, pink tries to position itself in a set way, blue tries to ambush you, orange is random, and Epstein didn't kill himself.
Say it ain't so.
I will not go. Turn the lights off. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. It was me.
Wait, what about this one? Only for geniuses.
Potiana se nadita de tacoma mommy.
This is Sergeant Holtz. He hear nothing and see nothing. And even he know Epstein did not kill himself. Oh, this is good. Look, guys, talking about things we want to teach you. Nikola Tesla spoke 8 languages.
Produced first motor that ran on AC.
Created underlying technology for wireless communication.
Held approximately 300 patents.
The FBI raided his files the same day he died.
And, most importantly...
Most important thing.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. Kill himself? Epstein did not.
That one's pretty good. Let's do the voice at the same time.
Kill himself? Epstein did not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this Epstein committing suicide. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is great. I have achieved comedy.